Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Lee Kuan Yew, founder of Modern Singapore, dies at the age of 91. Lee Kuan Yew, credited as Singapore's architect in its rise to global economic prominence, died of natural causes. He had been hospitalized at Singapore General Hospital since early February with severe pneumonia and was later placed on life support. Mr. Lee became Singapore's first prime minister when the island gained full self-governance from Britain's colonial rule. He led the island nation from 1959 until 1990. Lee Kuan Yew remained the country's driving force long after his retirement, three decades later. Shiite Houthi rebels have seized the central Yemen city of Taiz. The Houthi militias, who are opposed to Yemen's President Abdel Rabb Mansour al-Hadi, took control of the city's military airport without a struggle from local authorities late Saturday. Hours after the takeover, the rebel leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi vowed to send his fighters to the south, where Mr. Hadi has taken refuge. He called Mr. Hadi a puppet to international and regional powers. Tunisian President Baji Kaid Essebsi says that a third gunman in the massacre of tourists last week at the country's National Museum is on the loose. The Tunisian president's statement was the first officials have said that there were three gunmen in the attack that left 21 people dead, all but one of them foreign tourists. Police killed the two other gunmen during the assault on the museum. Despite fierce fighting around the Libyan capital Tripoli, United Nations-led peace talks in Morocco will be extended for two more days. The talks almost fell apart after forces allied to the internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk attacked Tripoli. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports one of South Sudan's armed groups, the Cobra Faction, released up to 250 child soldiers on Sunday. The group was freed in Jonglei State and included four girls, one as young as 9 years old. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund reports it expects another 400 child soldiers will be released over the next 2 days. The agency says some of the child soldiers have been fighting for up to 4 years, and many have never attended school. UNICEF representative in South Sudan, Jonathan Veitch, says the morale of the children released remains good despite the tough situation on the ground. He says the agency is providing them with food, shelter, clothing, and basic health care. He says they also are receiving psychological counseling to help them come to terms with the trauma they have endured. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Insurgents captured four Syrian airmen Sunday after their helicopter crashed in a rubble-held area in northwestern Syria. Another crew member was killed by his captors, while the fate of a sixth airman was unknown. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the aircraft experienced a technical malfunction and made an emergency crash landing near Jabal al-Zawiya. Syria's state news agency confirmed one of its helicopters did crash in Idlib province. The head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan, says Iran knows it will face tremendous consequences if it tries to develop nuclear weapons. Mr. Brennan spoke in an exclusive interview on Fox News Sunday.
I think they realize that there's going to be tremendous costs and consequences and implications if they were to decide to go for a breakout. There are a number of things that the United States has available to it to prevent Iran from getting a bomb.
Mr. Brennan said he is confident that U.S. intelligence capabilities are sufficiently robust and that the United States understands what Iran's nuclear program entails. NATO's military commander is again calling on the West to consider sending defensive weapons to Ukraine to help it offset Russia's continued support for the pro-Russian rebellion in Ukraine's east. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove told a Brussels conference Sunday the NATO intelligence shows what he called disturbing new evidence of military hardware and other supplies flowing across a completely porous Russia-Ukraine border in violation of a ceasefire deal Moscow helped broker in February. Pakistan's military says it killed at least 80 Islamist militants and lost seven soldiers in fierce fighting near the mountainous Afghan border. The clashes have been taking place in the remote Tira Valley in the insurgency-plagued northwestern Khyber Tribal District. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.